Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Is the frog population under threat? Scientists in Australia are sounding alarm bells after large numbers of frogs have been mysteriously died as they search for answers into what may be the root cause behind it. Collie Ennis from Trinity College Zoology Department and host of the Critter Shed podcast has been keeping an eye on developments down under, and he joins us now to tell us what he's learned. Collie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hey, Cormac.
What the hell is going on?
We don't know, and that's what's kind of frightening at the moment. Basically, Dr. Jodie Rowley from the Australian Museum and her colleagues had set up a citizen science project for people to record frogs in their local neighbourhood, because frogs in Australia are already getting hammered by a number of different factors: climate change, habitat destruction, all the usual stuff that affects wildlife. But what has happened is people have become very fond of their frogs in their backyard and become more aware of them being around. And in the last 4 or 5 weeks, they have been reporting mass die-offs of frogs all over eastern Australia. So from New South Wales to Victoria and Queensland, people have been going out and finding 6 and 7 frogs dead on their decking. They're going for jogs, they're finding them on the side of the road dead, falling out of trees. It's mainly the very quintessential Australian frog. It's the dumpy frog, the big green tree frogs. Beautiful looking creatures, look like Kermit the Frog, for want of a better word, but they're very charming little creatures, and people are very, very fond of them around their gardens and their
houses. Now that you describe it, Collie, like frogs falling out of trees or going for a run and seeing a frog dead on the road, I mean, that wouldn't be common at all, would it?
No, and you see, the thing about it is, when frogs do die, like all animals, but when frogs do die, you never really see them out in the open. They tend to be hidden away somewhere, very cryptic creatures. Most of these frogs would be nocturnal. For them to be out during the day, dying on the streets, dying on patios, is highly unusual. And they're also changing colours, they're lethargic, their skin is falling off them, red blisters and sores all over them. And this points to something severely wrong in the population.
Yeah, without question. But it's very hard, as you say, they don't know, they can't put their finger on it. So it's the green frog, or most commonly, isn't it, that's dying? Or
It is the green frog, but it's also affecting other frogs. And this is the frightening thing. A lot of the frogs in that range, like there's 100 species of frogs in that range, and, you know, several of them are endangered as it is. So you'd have to get out into the wilderness really to do a proper assessment. As it is in Australia, there's severe lockdowns happening, so scientists can't get out to the field to see what's really going on, and they're relying on citizen scientists, like people looking in their own backyards in when they go for walks, to look out to see what's happening. At the moment, the theory is that there's a fungus that's wiped out populations of frogs worldwide called the chytrid fungus. Perhaps that's having an effect. It's well known to be down there, and it has wiped out 4 species of frogs in Australia already. Perhaps with the cold winter and a combination of maybe other factors, that could be causing it. And that would actually be good news, because at least we'd know what's going on.
Yeah, but it's almost like their own pandemic, isn't it?
Oh, they've been fighting this pandemic for decades. It's wiped out 50 species of frogs all over the world. And as I said, though, if we find out it's that specific disease, that would be good news. But it's not a certainty. And the really scary thought is that another novel disease has developed in Australia.
Yeah.
And like we saw with COVID, these things tend to spread around the world
really quickly. So why is it so important then? I mean, why could this be potentially devastating for the frogs, obviously, but for the planet generally?
Well, frogs are a very key species in the food web. They eat a lot of pest species and bugs that we don't want, and they get eaten by a lot of animals that depend on them. Snakes and mammals and other creatures eat frogs. So they are really, really a keystone species in the food web and a great indicator of healthy ecosystems. So for them to disappear would be an absolute disaster for the environment in general, and a tragedy because they're such endearing and wonderful little creatures. And so it is something that we should watch. People like myself who study and enjoy frogs are going to be watching this one with great interest over the next couple of months.
And is this just in, not just obviously, but is it just in Australia, or what's the, how healthy is the frog population in this part of the world, for example?
Well, we're lucky. We conducted a survey here. The Herpetological Society of Ireland conducted a survey a number of years ago, and we haven't detected chytrid fungus in Ireland yet. But that fungus has travelled all over the world, along with a number of other nasty bugs that have really given amphibians in general an awful beating. So this event is very significant because it's such a large scale event. Like, it's a really big mass mortality event for amphibians. And the speed and the scale of it is terrifying. And we don't want to see that replicated outside of Australia. We definitely don't want that, especially given the fact that that the amphibian numbers are already under pressure all over the world.
Okay. And what are the authorities in Australia asking people then to look out for? Or is there anything people can do?
Well, what they're asking to do is to look out for dead frogs and record them, if possible, to get some samples to the scientists who are going to be assessing them, seeing what's killing them, and hopefully we'll come up with some answers. We're not really going to know the effect of this until spring, when they will be breeding, and you know, it could be a very quiet spring in Australia, which would be an absolute tragedy if you don't hear those frog calls around the ponds and lakes of Australia.
It's like everything, Collie, isn't it? Any story that relates to the environment on its own, it's fascinating. But then when you join the dots, it could be catastrophic if it continues along those lines.
100%. And that seems to be between... from bees to frogs, you know, it's the common theme that runs through all these stories.
All right, look, Colly Innes, Trinity College Zoology Department and host of the Critter Shed podcast, thanks very much indeed for bringing us up to speed.